that made them men. So Tura wove and spun and milled the grain to make the bread, and watched the young men as they herded the goats and prepared themselves for the hunt. And she grew angry and bitter at her lot, for it had been decided that it was time for her to take a husband, and in those days she had no say in who that would be. As she assessed the young men who enjoyed a status equal to her own, none of them seemed worthy of her, and in her pride she grew surly and really smiled. At last, her mother spoke to her, "Why, Tura, are you so glum when your wedding day approaches? You should be looking forward to all that it will bring." Tura sobbed, "Oh, mother, I don't want to be married." "Nonsense, girl." Her mother tut-tutted. "You will be married and learn to like it. It has already been decided who your spouse will be." "Don't tell me, mother. I don't want to know." Tura's mother sighed and stroked her daughter's hair. "This marriage will come to pass, so reconcile yourself to it." The year moved on, and it was time for another hunt. The men were painting the swirling designs on their bodies in readiness, allowing the women and dogs to guard the goats.